In 2013, I did a birding big year, trying to see as many species as I could in the lower 48 during that calendar year. When December came around, I still had several species I badly wanted to see, so I spent a couple of weeks in California staying with a good friend for most of it. While we were in the greater Los Angeles area, we went to a little city park in Alhambra called El Mansor Park. It was a lovely spot to start the day, and though it didn't have any new species I'd been specifically looking for, it did have two uncountable ones, species that are introduced and not yet considered established by the Ornithological Society of Record for that state. Both the Egyptian goose and Mandarin duck are not found naturally anywhere near the Americas. The Egyptian goose ranges naturally in Africa, south of the Sahara and in the Nile Valley. It was considered sacred by ancient Egyptians and appears in much of their artwork. It's raised as an ornamental bird and has escaped captivity to become established in Western Europe. The eBird range map indicates that birders have spotted it in many areas in America. I reported mine on eBird, which tries to keep track of these sightings, in part to provide data for researchers studying how and why various escaped birds do or don't ultimately become established. I ended up with two different final totals for my big year, 604 species reported on eBird, but only 595 reported to the American Birding Association's listing central, partly because of introduced or feral species like this, and partly because of rules of countability of species like my California condor and aplomato falcon, which were reintroduced and still require extensive human intervention. In 2013, they weren't considered countable, although the ABA has now changed their rules for reintroduced endangered species such as these when sighted where they once naturally ranged. The Mandarin duck is a spectacular bird. The only other species belonging to the same genus, Aix, as our wood duck. Females look very much like wood ducks. The males bear bright red bills and are crested, the overall plumage flamboyant and gaudy, but unlike wood ducks, male mandarins have two strangely enlarged orange feathers called sails that stick up above the lower back like sails. The Mandarin duck's natural range is limited to East Asia, but like the Egyptian goose, it's raised in captivity by many breeders throughout the world. And according to Wikipedia, a single individual was found in Central Park in New York City. Did I say Wikipedia? That Central Park individual, a stunning male, turned up in Central Park just last week, so the Wikipedia crew is apparently very on top of international birding news. But the sighting is so far not turning up on the eBird map. This seems short-sighted to me. It's extremely unlikely that Mandarin ducks will ever become established in New York, but this is still important data, especially considering that eBird has accepted a single sighting from Maryland. On October 10th, the Manhattan Bird Alert posted a video of the bird on Twitter. That very first report led to a rush of people to see it. Experienced birders knew from the start that this bird would never be countable, but who could resist such a gorgeous thing, and why would they want to miss it? What drew me to birding wasn't at all the thought that I could build up a competitive life list. It was to enjoy seeing birds in nature. If I were visiting my daughter in Brooklyn, I'd have certainly taken the subway to see it at least one or two times, and probably more. It was great fun perusing the Manhattan Bird Alert Twitter feed, seeing all the photos thrilled people had posted. One person posted a photo of a mallard, the Mandarin duck, and a wood duck labeled, "Getting all my ducks in a row." The New York Times took notice and on Halloween published a great story about it. The BBC News followed suit on Friday. On Facebook, a handful of birders sniffed at the ridiculousness of anyone searching out an uncountable bird. That made me sad. How can we as a society agree on anything at all if the birding community can't even agree that people should be able to enjoy seeing a beautiful bird in a park without hearing condescending snark? At the very least, this gorgeous bird is bringing happiness to human beings at a time when happiness is in short supply, and that is something to celebrate. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.